Hello, Paula. How can I help you?
Hi, my name is Angel from Opinion Research, and today we're talking to people in your area about local issues, and your opinions are needed. This call is quick and confidential. And do you think
Okay.
of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Female.
Thank you. And may I ask, what's your year of birth?
1986.
Okay, thank you. And what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Associate's degree.
Okay, thank you. And are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Okay, and what is your race? White, Black, or African American?
I'm African American.
Thank you. And are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
I want registered to vote.
Thank you. And how satisfied would you say you are with the direction of the country? Would you say you are very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction of the country?
Very dissatisfied.
Thank you. And as you may know, there will be elections for President, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 election, with a 10 meaning you are extremely likely to vote, 5 meaning you are neither likely to vote, and 0 meaning you are not at all likely to vote? So on a scale from 0 to 10.
Mm-hmm. So 10 is likely to vote?
Yes.
Okay, number 10.
Okay, thank you. And how motivated are you to vote in the 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you. And how much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community on a scale from 0 to 10? Which one would you pick?
What's the word?
Sorry?
A 3.
Thank you. And thinking about the upcoming election in November 2024, what are the most important issues for you when voting this year? You can select two of these options, jobs and economy, teaching history in schools, student loan forgiveness, crime and violence, Israel-Palestine conflict, immigration, criminal justice reform, police violence, voting rights and democracy, cost of living and inflation, racism and discrimination, healthcare, climate change, abortion. Which two would you pick?
I will go with the inflation, and then I will go with the healthcare.
Okay. Thank you. Next, how would you rate your feeling about some people and some groups of people using a scale from 0 to 10? The first one is Congressional Black Caucus. On a scale from 0 to 10, how would you feel about them?
Oh, 0.
Okay, thank you. And if you don't know or you've never heard of the people and or groups, please indicate so. Next is J.D. Vance.
Haven't heard of him.
Okay, thank you. Joe Biden?
0.
Thank you. Kamala Harris?
0.
Donald Trump?
Maybe a 3.
Project 2025?
0.
Democrats in Congress?
0.
Thank you. All right, if the 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris, Donald Trump, a third party, or independent, or are you undecided?
Independent.
Okay, thank you. We're halfway there. And if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Democratic candidate, the Republican candidate, or are you undecided?
I'm undecided.
Thank you. But if you had to choose, for whom would you vote? Democratic candidate, Republican candidate, undecided.
Thank you so much. I'm sorry, can you say the last question?
This shit is ridiculous.
Okay. But if you had to choose, for whom would you vote? Democratic candidate, Republican candidate, undecided.
Undecided.
Thank you. Would you say that Democrats in Congress keep none of their promises, only a few of their promises, some of their promises, all of their promises?
None of their promises.
Thank you. Does Joe Biden stepping aside in order for Kamala Harris to be the Democratic nominee make you more or less likely to vote for a Democrat for Congress, or does it make no difference either way?
It's less likely. She didn't go through the process like everybody else had to.
Is it somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Much less likely.
Thank you. Thinking about your vote for Congress, would you say you are voting more to elect your preferred candidate and get them into office, or more to vote against the other candidates to keep them out of office?
I'd say more to get them into office.
Thank you. So next I'm going to read you a series of statements that people may say about why we should vote for Democrats for Congress. For each one, please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10. The first one, so we only have 4 of these. So the first one is, everyone deserves to have access to safe, affordable housing. Democrats in Congress work with the Biden-Harris administration to ensure 8 million American households were able to stay in their homes during the pandemic by providing emergency rental assistance, with 40% of the assistance going to Black households. On a scale from 0 to 10, how would you rate that?
I would rate that at a 0.
Thank you. Okay, next, we need leaders in Congress who will invest in the Black community. Democrats in Congress pass historic infrastructure investments to help build up transportation, assist Black owners with updating their homes, and advance environmental justice in communities that have been hit hardest by climate change. We'll scale from 0 to 10, 0 meaning not out convincing, 5 mean neither convincing or unconvincing, 10 very convincing reason. Which one would you pick?
The first one.
0?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. 2 more. Corporate greed is driving up costs, with the impact felt by most Black Americans who pay more in junk fees, such as overdraft fees and credit card late fees. The Biden-Harris administration is taking action on these predatory junk fees by eliminating unfair banking fees, saving consumers billions and putting money back in the pockets of Black Americans. On a scale from 0 to 10, which one would you pick?
I want to pick 0 because they said they had enough time to take action. Pick 0.
Okay, thank you. When Black businesses do well, they create jobs, generate wealth in their local communities, and make the broader economy stronger. Democrats in Congress work with the Biden-Harris administration to invest billions in Black entrepreneurship and opportunity, leading to Black businesses,
this is
ownership,
I'm sorry,
growing. That's okay. At the fastest pace in 30 years, 0 to 10, which one would you pick?
I want to say a 3.
Thank you. Okay, so every American deserves access to affordable and comprehensive health care. Democrats in Congress have lowered health care premiums and expanded coverage under the Affordable Care Act for millions of Black families, with 1.7 million Black Americans able to enroll in a marketplace insurance plan in 2023 and the uninsured rate for Black Americans dropping to just 11%. On a scale from 0 to 10, which one would you pick?
Nate, come on! I'm sorry, a 3.
Okay, thank you. Finally,
I'm sorry, I'm trying to get myself before they wait until the last minute to let them out and it's about to storm.
Okay, that's okay. We're almost done. So as our loved ones are aging, we cannot watch them have to choose between the dignity of affording medication and putting food on the table. Democrats in Congress worked to cap medical costs for seniors on Medicare, including capping insulin costs at just $35 and making many vaccines free. On a scale from 0 to 10, which one would you pick?
A 2.
Okay, thank you.
Good morning.
Thinking of the messages you just heard, which of the following statement best describes how you feel? You can select up to 2 of these options. So the first one is, when we vote